Joe Molyneux sticks his hands in the dirt and comes up with two potatoes.
Now that's some that are kind of on the surface. Most of them are down inside the hill.
Rows of these potato hills stretch off toward the horizon. The South Boise Correctional Complex looms on that horizon. Here in this field, inmates like Molyneux grow potatoes, corn, and beans. He wanted this assignment.
To watch these plants grow and to watch the magic of it. You plant one little tiny seed potato and you get a big pile of them at the end of the year. The whole point of it is to watch God's handiwork.
Molyneux talks about God a lot, even when asked why he's in prison.
I took some money from an employer, and worst decision I ever made in my life, that's for sure. But God has his way of bringing us all back, and I'm sure I'm getting there.
He hopes working in this field will help him get back where God wants him. Deputy Warden Jay Christensen watches a dozen inmates in reflective vests move potatoes from a 3-foot pile to a conveyor belt that puts them in bags.
Some of them have actually never even held a job. This is something that at the end of the day they can look back and they'd be proud of.
Charlene Taylor says prison farms can be effective for things like instilling a work ethic. Taylor teaches criminal justice at Boise State and studies corrections. But she says there's no hard evidence these programs help keep inmates from reoffending.
Anecdotally, they do seem to reduce recidivism for some of the individuals that work within the programs. But the caveat to that is that oftentimes the inmates who work in these programs are low risk. They're not very likely to recidivate anyway.
She says the big criticism of prison farms is that they can take inmates away from learning practical job skills, something that's known to help them stay out of trouble when they get out. She says some states, like Pennsylvania and Iowa, have abandoned prison farms to focus on job training. Many involved with this farm acknowledge that even in ag-heavy Idaho, these inmates probably aren't learning marketable skills. But this program serves another purpose. Taylor says at most prison farms,
primarily the focus is growing food and materials to service the prison, to feed the prisoners, to sort of reduce some of the budget costs that prisons have.
But in Idaho's, the crops don't go to feed the prisoners who grow them. Most of it goes to the Idaho Food Bank. This year, the prison farm gave the food bank 300,000 pounds of potatoes, 10,500 pounds of green beans, and almost 19,000 pounds of corn. That's the equivalent of 275,000 meals. Jay Christensen says that's important to these inmates.
They're proud about the amount of poundage that they put in the truck to be delivered and knowing it's going out to, you know, hungry families in Idaho. I think you would find that that's their number one satisfaction in this job.
Joe Molyneux agrees.
I've seen lots of those kind of families. They're just families, just like yours and mine, that just happen to be down on their luck. And we kind of tend to think of the children that are getting this food, you know, that may not have a meal otherwise. And just makes your heart warm to think about it.
Charlene Taylor, with Boise State's Criminal Justice Department, says this program fits with an idea that's been taking hold in corrections in the past 2 decades. It's called restorative justice. Rather than just keep offenders away from society or even prevent them from committing future crimes, restorative justice seeks to give them a chance to make amends. That can take the form of service to a victim as well as to the community. Taylor says that's what makes this prison farm stand out.
There is that element of sort of redemption and giving back. And so through the lens of restorative justice, I think that there could definitely be some benefit there in terms of the offender feeling like they are trying to complete or fix the hole that they've left in society.
An Idaho Department of Corrections spokesman says they don't use the term restorative justice in connection to the farm, but he agrees it is about giving offenders a chance to give back to society. As for Joe Molyneux, he hopes to be back in the potato field next year, but not the year after that. By then, he hopes to be back with his family. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.